This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The government's July jobs report exceeds most analysts' expectations. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has the latest figures.
Payroll employment rose by 164,000 in July, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.7%.
Senior analyst Mark Hamrick of Bankrate.com tells us, with a low unemployment rate, this remains a good time for workers to be looking for jobs with higher pay. And for those not ready to move on, the job security remains generally solid, and more generous benefits are being offered to retain workers.
President Trump holding a campaign rally in Cincinnati, Ohio last night, taking aim at cities run by Democrats. He said there's been a, quote, total one-party control of inner cities for over 100 years, and it just hasn't worked out. And this is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And there's more than 400,000 people now know when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Kennedy family suffers another tragic loss. And here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
A death at the Kennedy compound on Cape Cod. Police say the 22-year-old granddaughter of Robert F. Kennedy dies of a suspected drug overdose. Paramedics responding to the home and find her in cardiac arrest. She is pronounced dead at Cape Cod Hospital.
The Trump administration could soon reach a deal with the Taliban in Afghanistan that would bring thousands of troops home from there. The Washington Post is reporting that the Taliban would agree to a ceasefire. The U.S. would then bring home initially 4,000 of the 14,000 troops that have been stationed there. A tragedy in Gulfport, Mississippi yesterday as a boy was swimming in the Biloxi River when he began struggling. Another boy jumped in to save him. He ran into trouble. A third boy tried to save the other two. All three 14-year-olds drowned. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A program that let contractors listen to queries from people using Siri is being put on hold now by Apple. The program was supposed to help contractors grade the digital assistant's responses, but it also allowed them to listen to some, in some cases, very personal conversations. Apple says in a statement that it is suspending the Siri grading globally while the company conducts a thorough review and tries to find a solution. A group of laid-off Kentucky coal miners protesting this week, blocking a coal train from leaving a Harlan County mine. The miners are demanding weeks of back pay from mining company Black Jewel. The company filed for bankruptcy on the 1st of July, and its assets did go up for auction yesterday. Black Jewel didn't have a state-required payroll bond that would have protected the miners who were laid off. And the late Prince's estate is reissuing three mid-90s Prince albums next month on vinyl, Emancipation, Chaos and Disorder, and the Versace Experience, all to be issued on limited edition purple vinyl on LP as well as on CD. Chaos and Disorder and the triple album Emancipation have never been released on vinyl. They'll be available on CD for the first time in two decades as well. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. New York Times bestselling author Dr. Jerome Corsi is with us. How I Became a Political Prisoner of Mueller's Witch Hunt. Of course, Bob Mueller says, it wasn't a witch hunt is what he told Congress, but I know many people would beg to differ, including Dr. Corsi and Donald Trump, among others. His book, Silent No More, tells you more about his refusal to be silent and why the facts need to come out. Well, Jerome, I got to believe after 6 hours of testimony by Bob Mueller, a lot has been revealed, and it's you got to feel some sense, some additional sense, I should say, of vindication.
Well, Bill, I do, and I mean, also, my conclusion was that, first of all, if Mueller really was this incompetent and losing his memory and looking senile, that he was on charge of the investigation. I thought that this was an act, that he was trying to, you know, look at his book, which days make it take longer, they get asked fewer questions. And I think Mueller now realizes he's got some serious problems. Mm-hmm. I think there were a lot of prosecutorial misconduct. In my case, I think they were trying to suborn perjury by getting me to plead to a crime I didn't commit. I refused.
Right.
And I think Mueller was acting this way so as not to be charged later when I think the full facts come out about how fraudulent this investigation was. I mean, it's impossible to believe that Mueller didn't know what fugitive GPS was.
That was incredible. That was so incredible that he had no idea. How could you not know that?
Unless he was going into Alzheimer's, you had to know that fugitive GPS was central to the entire deal dossier, and this was the whole crux of the Russian collusion argument. And it's apparent that these prosecutors, who were all hate-Trump prosecutors, did no investigation whatsoever as to whether or not this Mueller, you know, was following a Steele dossier, Fusion GPS, which was paid for by Hillary Clinton. It was opposition research, and the FBI said it couldn't be verified. Mm-hmm. This whole thing was a fraud, the Mueller investigation. And I think Mueller was put on an active part because he doesn't want to be charged with a crime with having headed this investigation, and it could come to that.
Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't he read any of his own testimony?
Again, I think he didn't want to be pinned down on anything. I mean, he even said, it was shocking that he said again that it was because Trump was a sitting president, otherwise they would have indicted him. And he had to, in the afternoon, revise that testimony because the report itself says that the special prosecutor came to no conclusion as to whether Trump had committed obstruction. And what Mueller was testifying under oath to differed materially from what was written in the report. Now, that is a crime. Mueller lied to Congress.
Right.
Now, he amended his testimony, but if he hadn't amended his testimony, he had committed a crime.
Well, supposedly, in direct conversations with Barr and Rosenstein, he said on several occasions, I think it was at least three times is what the AG had reported, because he asked him to that point specifically, was the OLC a matter that you had to consider on whether or not you would recommend prosecution or indictment? And he said no. He says, you sure? I mean, he really questioned him on that issue. And this is why it was so stipulated in that four-page summary that A.G. Barr presented to Congress and to the public, right?
Well, that's correct. In fact, you know, the report itself makes it clear the special prosecutor came to no conclusion on the evidence that Donald Trump wanted to block, fire this person and fire that person and not testify. Because, in fact, the investigation did proceed to conclusion. The White House did turn over all these pages of information. And none of the things Donald Trump was threatening happened. Now, that the report came to no conclusion is consistent with Barr's conclusion that they were not going to recommend prosecution except for the OLC opinion that Trump was president.
Mm-hmm.
And so Mueller, what he wrote in the report, and Barr, what he wrote in the summary, are consistent. What Mueller testified to has no foundation. That's why it was a lie. Why Mueller had to correct that. And it was a very important point. You know, because again, the Mueller, where they were reporting this entire second volume, was discussion of potential criminal offenses that were investigated but not indicted. And there's no basis in the law for even discussing those things. Unless, for instance, you adopted the standard Mueller report, which was he couldn't exonerate. This entire Mueller report was fraudulent. And Mueller, appearing before Congress, knew not only was he committing crimes by changing his testimony, lying, but he also had a report that couldn't be defended because it was done under a presumption that exoneration was a standard of U.S. law when it is not. This was one of the most fraudulent and disgraceful law enforcement performances, Mueller's testimony, that I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, how could you possibly do something that you have no premise? I mean, even the Attorney General can't exonerate, as the Texas Congressman John Ratcliffe had eloquently pointed out. I mean, this is a former federal prosecutor himself going, wait a minute, you don't have a predicate. There's no basis whatsoever in your office to exonerate. That's not what you were asked to do. And for him to even say and talk in terms of exoneration, or even Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff to continue on with this narrative, to me, that furthers the lie, does it not?
Yes, it does. It does great damage. Because let's say you've got a person in there investigated for having committed a murder. And you say, well, you know, we found that they possessed the weapon, any weapon similar, or they had a motive, but yet we couldn't pin them with the prowling. Well, you're not supposed to say all that. Because you just demean the person's reputation when you don't have probable cause to bring a case. You either bring a case or you shut up as a prosecutor. This report was written politically in order to get Congress to proceed to investigate issues which were not probable cause of crime, but yet might politically be used as a basis for impeachment. That is, again, fraudulent.
Mm-hmm.
As a law enforcement officer with the charge that Mueller had, that report should never have been written the way it was written.
Well, this is extremely dangerous. Due process is out the door, but it's been challenged and really gone amok. We got a good taste of it with the Kavanaugh hearings, did we not? And it just continues to go further down the road recklessly to the point that, people are going to get injured here severely. And I would say already the American people have undergone some injury here because a president, duly elected president, has been compromised. We have lost time, lost the people's money in the process, over $30 million at least that the people have paid out of the treasury for Mueller, and let's add another $30 or so million for what the House and the Senate have investigated as well to this cause. So before the dust settles, we'll probably end up with closer to $100 million of the people's money spent on this witch hunt. We've got more from Dr. Corsi after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards and your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you can save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
And independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Bill Martinez here as we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dr. Jerome Corsi continues with us. His book, Silent No More, New York Times bestselling author, How I Became a Political Prisoner of Mueller's Witch Hunt. Dr. Corsi, hopefully you're no longer a political prisoner.
No, I'm completely, there's no legal action being taken against Thank God. On the whole idea that I might be indicted, that's not going to happen. And this against me was completely, you know, again, another travesty of justice, because Mueller wanted me to plead one count to having this quote unquote lied to them, when in fact I did not, and they allowed me to amend the testimony that was the subject of that one count.
Yes.
The testimony I had amended, they wanted me to plead as if I had not amended the testimony, but the first day is the state when I forgot a few emails. That was completely fraudulent.
Mm-hmm.
The entire thing was completely fraudulent. I want to point out, Bill, that, you know, all this discussion of things that were not crime had nothing to do with being a crime. These were all things that were discussed by Mueller in the report, such that there was no basis for having any allegation whatsoever against Donald Trump. Yet he is now had, they wanted to say that he was an illegitimate president, but in fact there's no basis for that whatsoever, because all these things that are in the report were not probable cause in order to bring an indictment. Yet they're mentioned in the report, even though they were just allegations that did not get proven.
Exactly.
So that's completely fraudulent.
Mm-hmm. Well, as one congresswoman stated, that part two of the Mueller report was something that a $50 subscription to cable news would have delivered, that there was nothing new in that second part, but to all the innuendo suggestion, as you said, and I've said often, Dr. Corsi, in the absence of fact, opinion rules, especially in the court of public opinion, and opinions have been running absolutely rampant, and what we have done to people like yourself, to the president and others, George Papadopoulos, I mean, the list, Michael Flynn, it's just a disaster what we've done to our fellow citizens, all in the name of this Russian hoax. And after everything is all said and done, you know, what do we have here?
Nothing. You know, there's 2 points I want to make quickly here, Bill. One is, this is the new strategy of the hard left Democrats, the socialists who control the Democratic Party. They started in 2000 when they said George Bush was selected and not elected because of the Florida recount.
Right.
They wanted to make him they want to be illegitimate. They want to take his legitimacy away from him from being president. They're doing the same thing to Trump. They're trying to say he didn't legitimately win because he worked with the Russians. Now, the second point is, if you read the indictments for the Russians, which, by the way, the Department of Justice knew would never come back to the United States to stand trial, these are show indictments that make it sound like they proved there was Russian collusion or the Russians were interfering in our election. But Rosenstein, Deputy Attorney General, in all the indictments, the two sets of indictments against Russians, said that no American citizen was involved with Russia, and not a single vote was changed because of the Russian interference.
Exactly.
So all this Russian interference nonsense is, again, just hype in order to make it sound like Russia stole the election, when the Department of Justice knows for a fact Russia made no impact whatsoever on our 2016 election outcome.
Well, and they, you know, during the testimony, they altered the report, and I still am trying to get the substantiation of the report. And originally, it was said they spent, you know, anywhere from $80,000, maybe $100,000. And we know, I'm a marketing person, I know what that can do on Facebook, which is nothing. And then they were talking about that, I think Adam Schiff may have suggested that the investment into Facebook had a consequence in reaching 132 million people. I don't know where he got that number. I can't get the substantiation on, but I can tell you $100,000 worth of Facebook ads. You may touch, but you're not going to affect. I mean, that's just ridiculous how that got inflated. But the other thing, going back go ahead.
It's like saying, you know, because you're on cable news, you're a news program on cable television, you reach X number of million households.
Right, three quarters.
They're not listening to you.
Right, exactly.
They have the ability to turn on your channel.
Right.
Very few do. You know, I mean, that's the reality
right.
of cable TV. You know, just because you reach those homes doesn't mean that they're listening.
Right.
And the Russians didn't change my vote.
Right.
I doubt if the Russians changed anybody's vote.
Well, Well, going back to what you said earlier about Rod Rosenstein, listen to what President Obama said in 2016. This was before the election, Jerome. He said, no serious person out there who would suggest somehow that you could even rig America's election, in part because they're so decentralized and the number of votes involved. There's no evidence that has happened in the past or that there are instances that there will ever happen this time.
Well, Bill, Obama made that statement before the voting in 2016, and they thought Hillary was going to win. Mm-hmm. So this lie they put out about Russia interfering in our election, the Democrats wanted to take it back because they didn't want to think that Hillary won illegitimately. But clearly, the Russians had to favor Hillary. She, you know, had given them 20% of U.S. uranium and the Uranium One scandal.
Exactly.
She had given them, you know, U.S. military technology under the reset with Russia. She and John Podesta were being paid from Russia for selling that military technology. It's all been documented. And Russia would have been happy to have Hillary Clinton. And Obama made that statement because they put out this Russia lie to explain how their emails were stolen from internal sources, which I believe to be the case.
Hmm.
And now, when it turned out that Hillary lost, they revised the law in order to delegitimate Donald Trump's victory. Now, this is, the Democrats are trying to steal elections. Let's say it for what it is. Because the hardcore socialist Democrats do not believe in elections. Even if they can win them, they don't have to have any more elections. The Democrats won't have any more elections. There won't be any.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't want to lose. And when they do lose, they try to delegitimate the winner.
Exactly.
And they try to impeach the winner. They try to do everything they can to undermine the winner. These Democrats are not playing by the Constitution. They're playing by the Communist Manifesto.
Well, people do that which they get rewarded for, and America needs to be careful not to reward this kind of behavior because we will only get more of the same. As you said, you know, you look back at what happened with George W. Bush and now with Donald Trump. You know, what happens the next time a Republican president is elected? What's going to happen then?
Well, they'll roll out more Russia. They'll roll out something to delegitimate him. He's a racist, he's this, that.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll do everything they can to delegitimate Donald Trump if he wins re-election. And I think the Democrats are going so far to the left, one's more socialist than the other,
mm-hmm.
and so over the cliff with the American population that I think they're going to lose. And the fact is they don't have a good candidate right now, and it doesn't look like any is going to emerge. They run Biden, he's going to be old, he's not going to be interesting to the millennials. They don't have a candidate that is really going to be enthusiastically supported by the base of the Democratic Party. And what we have now is a problem where the Democrats want to rewrite the Constitution to the point where they want to erase the Constitution. They want to change it fundamentally, as Obama said, it was
exactly
a fundamental change in America. And Hillary was going to complete that change when they had the inconvenience of losing the election. They went berserk in their attempt that they were going to have this insurance policy to remove Donald Trump by utilizing the justice system and weaponizing it, politicizing it. That's been exposed. My next book is going to be coup d'etat. I'm going to call it for what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to start demanding that these people be brought to justice as traitors. And Donald Trump is right to call, you know, the Department of Justice, our justice system, our intelligence system, in conjunction with the hard left Democrats and Hillary Clinton, they were trying to steal an election.
Exactly.
They couldn't steal the election. They were trying to steal the presidency.
Dr. Jerome Corsi, Silent No More is the title of his book. Look forward always, Dr. Corsi, to have you on the show to give us an update. Have a great day. Appreciate it.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The government's July jobs report exceeds most analysts' expectations. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has the latest figures.
Payroll employment rose by 164,000 in July, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.7%.
Senior analyst Mark Hamrick of Bankrate.com tells us with a low unemployment rate, this remains a good time for workers to be looking for jobs with higher pay. And for those not ready to move on, the job security remains generally solid, and more generous benefits are being offered to retain workers.
President Trump holding a campaign rally in Cincinnati, Ohio last night, taking aim at cities run by Democrats. He said there's been a, quote, total one-party control of inner cities for over 100 years, and it just hasn't worked out. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. Great keeping your company. We've got Father Joseph Fessio with us. He is the founder and editor of Ignatius Press, has taught both philosophy and theology courses at several schools, wrote his dissertation on the ecclesiology of Hans-Urs von Balthasar under the direction of Joseph Cardinal Ratzinger, who you will remember as Pope Benedict XVI. And we're going to talk more about the former Pope in just a moment. But first of all, we're going to talk about the truth setting us free. But first of all, Father Fessio, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. I'm glad to be here. But where is here? Where are you?
I'm in Florida.
Where in Florida?
I'm just below Vero Beach in Port St. Lucie, below Vero and just above West Palm.
Okay, I spent a few years in Naples and Ave Maria, so I'm aware of that.
Exactly.
I've driven the Alligator Alley there a few times.
Well, why, when you were here, why couldn't you get rid of the bugs? I mean, between the mosquitoes and the no-see-ems, Father, I'm telling you, they're enough to drive you crazy.
Well, no. Bill, I really love the people I met in Florida, but I was happy to get back to San Francisco and California. We don't have screens in our windows here.
Right.
We don't really have bugs. We got a lot of other problems.
No, especially in San Francisco right now, no doubt. Wow.
We have feces in the streets, but they're not where we are. So.
Well, Father, I got to tell you, we got to continue to hold our prayers not only for California. I was born and raised in California, and I've got four boys still there, and I am gravely concerned, I will tell you, and we've been talking a lot about this show between the feces. We've heard a lot these days about rats in Baltimore. We know there's rats running crazy in Los Angeles, same thing, homelessness issue, all this. is a lot of immigrants coming across the border, and the CDC is warning us that they're bringing with them diseases that we don't have immunity for. We didn't grow up with them. For them, they did, and now here we have a reintroduction of measles. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I'm just looking at this something, and God has me praying for this, because I feel like, are we setting ourselves up for some sort of plague? As we know, the Black Plague in Europe started with rats. Is something like this coming our way here in the United States?
It's possible, but let me tell you one experience I have, which I think is representative. In 1989, I was going into the World Series game with the Giants.
Yes.
Across the Oakland A's. And I felt a little rumble, like it was a subway underneath. Just went into the stadium, and it was an earthquake. And okay, so they had to call the game off. We drove back from the ballpark to our office in San Francisco, and we looked at houses and stuff like that. Nothing much had happened. Then we went and watched the news, and it looked like San Francisco had been engulfed, in a total disaster. They showed marina that showed, and so there was a couple of spots which were really, really terrible. But that was 0.1% of actually what happened, or maybe even less. Mm-hmm. So what you're talking about, these crises are big. To me, it's not nearly as bad as abortion and the gender problems and in the schools and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But there's two things that give me hope. One is Catholic radio.
Yes.
In 1997, I had an idea for Catholic radio. It turned out to be a failure. There were only two stations broadcasting at that time, Catholic material. Right. Now there's 600. I mean, this is incredibly good, Bill. And so what you're doing is really a huge part of the solution. Secondly, I just got back from the Napa Institute in Napa, California.
Mm-hmm.
Catholic leaders around the country. I mean, Bill, I was humbled. There's so many great people doing great things. It's incredible. So there's a lot of good going on, and we want to make sure that we encourage people to join forces with those who are doing the good stuff.
Exactly. Well, God always looks to the remnant. Even the prophet, when he thought that all were dead, God says, no, I still have a remnant. And and you get, as you say, in your travels, Father, you're running into good people that are doing right things. They're following, God's commandments. They're praying. They're in the Word. All these are positive signs. A conversation with Franklin Graham here several months, he was leading prayer meetings on state capitol doorways and steps across the country. He told me, he goes, Bill, he says, they're like mini revivals. We haven't quite connected yet, but all these are encouraging signs that even in the midst of all this negativity, it's not like the rats and the homelessness and the porous borders, and as you say, even abortion and all these other major issues, it's not like God's surprised by it. He knew this was going to happen, right?
Yeah. And by the way, talking about Graham, at the Temp Institute, I got to talk to Jim Daly. He's the
CEO from Focus
yes. Family. Mm-hmm. And he was there with Alan Sears of Alliance for Defense of Freedom. Mm-hmm. And it was so great having a Catholic convert like Alan Sears doing such great work, talking to Jim Daly, who's a Protestant running Focus on the Family. Arm to arm, shoulder to shoulder. And this is a great. This is the real ecumenism, Bill, is where evangelicals, especially, and serious Catholics are getting together, and we're fighting a good fight.
Yes.
Great. It's encouraging.
Well, I'll tell you, I am excited, and I see more people in my travels across the country. In fact, my next trip, I'll go back to California, see the kids there, and I attend a Catholic church there in Long Beach when I'm there. But then also, we'll skip across the water. Our daughter had just delivered her second son, a little prematurely, but thank God all is well. So we're going to get a chance to go to the islands and go hug a lot of family next when we get there in a couple of weeks. But all that to say is that as in my travels, I see this revival, toward godly things. So we shouldn't, and I get your words of encouragement that we shouldn't despair by what we're seeing on the surface, because we know that good always wins out over evil. And you know, when you look at what's happening in other parts of the world where it seems that evil is running rampant, what you're not hearing and is going greatly underreported are the true revivals that are taking place, whether it's in China, in North Korea. I mean, it is amazing the miracles and people turning to God that we're reading about, Father. I think it's exciting.
In Africa, I mean, the church in Africa is really healthy and strong and growing rapidly. Mm-hmm. But here in the United States, even, Bill, I think that the United States has one of the most vibrant Catholic communities in the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, you look at poor Europe. I mean, there's a lot of good people there, but they're inundated by consumerism on the one hand and Islam on the other, and almost a dying society there. Mm-hmm. We're still doing a lot of great things.
Now, without a doubt, I wanted to address the power of truth, the challenges to Catholic doctrine and morals today. This, of course, was written by Cardinal Mueller, internationally known theologian and churchman. And you have insight on that. Share it with our audience, if you would.
Well, okay. Won't take long. Basically, Cardinal Mueller is a man of tremendous stature. He's a very good scholar. He was a good pastor in Regensburg. He was close friend of Cardinal Ratzinger and Pope Benedict. And, of course, he was, as you know, he was prefect of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith for 5 years. And completely aware of the problems in the church, controversies in the church, both north and south, because he spends a lot of time every year in South America. And so, since he's left the congregation, he's actually been able to speak a little more directly sometimes and more quickly to some of these problems. So what he's done, he's written articles, he's given talks, written essays here and there on the burning issues in the church. And we thought, let's put them all together in a book so people can find them there easily. And he's not just reacting to things. He's really deepening our understanding of things, where he's talking about, divorce and remarriage and receiving communion and gender problems and humanae vitae. It's all there.
Exactly.
But now we've got it between two covers. And I think it makes a handy little reference for Catholics who want to have some solid foundation, some solid information on these issues that they're in the papers every day.
Exactly. We got to go to a quick break. We got more from Father Fessio after this. Stay with us.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards in your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts, and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender, and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Eating, working.
working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
Now I'm just a beggar. Back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Father Joseph Fascio continues with us, the founder and editor of Ignatius Press, and also the host of Catholic Answers. And you can go to Catholic.com for more information. Father, we were just talking about the truth that'll set you free and what Cardinal Mueller has given to us, which, you know, is quite the gift, is it not?
It is. It's a wonderful. He's, you know, we taught him earlier about all the good things happening to the church. He's one of the good things.
Mm-hmm.
I think of him, Cardinal Burke, who was just there last weekend at the Baptist Institute. Carlos Seurat would come in with a book by him in just about a couple of weeks called "The Day Is Far Spent." It's his view of the crisis in the church. I mean, we have some giants, you know, that are really helping us.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of the crisis in the church, Pope Benedict XVI, who you have relationship, I mean, you've known him during his days as a cardinal before becoming pope. Before that. So you've got a lot of ground to cover between the two of you then, huh?
Yes.
Well, in his book on Western culture, I was particularly interested in reading the epilogue when he addresses the church and the scandal of sexual abuse.
I know.
Expand on that, if you would.
Well, I mean, that's, first of all, that book is a superb book on what's happening in our culture now. And he's, I mean, I can't say enough in praise of Joseph Ratzinger, Cardinal Ratzinger, Pope Benedict. I mean, mm-hmm. I've known him for years. He was my mentor, my teacher. I was involved with him in a number of projects in Rome. And I'll say he's a saint, and he's a brilliant saint.
Right.
But what happened was, you know, with the synod coming up this last February on the abuse crisis and what the response should be and how bishops should be held accountable, I mean, he wrote a little paper, which we put in as an epilogue, and he basically said, look, the problem goes back to the 1960s. It goes back to the sexual revolution and the church's response, which was from Humanae Vitae and Pope Paul VI. St. Pope Paul VI was what it should be, but seminaries became questionable. People began to deny the church's teaching. A moral theology lost its bearings, and he puts his finger right on the cause of the problem, right on the origin of the problem. And, of course, a lot of people didn't like that, and he was criticized for that. But we think he has spoken up clearly on something which is pretty obvious, but he's able to say it in a way that's convincing.
Well, he brings it to point. There's no doubt when you look at the sexual revolution that took place in the 60s and 70s, and you know, love the one you're with, and we had Woodstock, and interestingly, at the same time, you know, which you look back at that time and you say, wow, we're at the intersection of all this sexual revolution, and we have the Jesus movement going on in San Francisco.
Right.
So it's like, what is going on here? And we're told, you know, the Apostle Paul tells us that we're, you know, to be in the world, but not of the world. And so he called out early that that was going to be a heavy temptation for the church and that it had to be vigilant to offset that. And I think to the Pope's credit here, he cites it brilliantly by saying, look, we let our guard down. And we got wrongly influenced, and this is it. What I wanted to see, you know, this is just me personally speaking, Father, and I think that I just see a time where the church is going to have enough faith in God to be able to, in a sense, be the example of forgiveness and go before the people and just say, look, you know, we're sorry. We let you down. We offended God. We offended you, and you know, and just be direct and heartfelt. And I think that that is taking place in some dioceses, and I think the church is getting there. But I think that when the church, and I may be missing something, so you can correct me. But just from my vantage point, I just see this as an opportunity to where the church could be a true exemplar of forgiveness and repentance.
Yes, that there's a lot of truth in that. I think it's been done in many ways in many dioceses. However, you know, once again, as we said at the beginning of the first segment here, you know, you can focus on the bad things and realize then they give you a wrong impression of what the whole looks like. And,
yes.
You know, there should have never been a single case of abuse. There's no question about it. But, I mean, what percentage of the priests and the people are involved? I mean, 2%, 3%? That's
right.
Terrible. What about the 96% that aren't?
Right.
I mean, I'm not going to apologize. I'm a sinner, and I'm not going to tell people what my sins are. I do that in confession.
Right.
I mean, I haven't abused any children or those kinds of overt sins like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, I'm not going to hang my head. I'm sorry that this has happened, but there's too many good priests out there. And it's Bill, there's a lot of priests who just feel overwhelmed because they get on a bus and people, you know, turn away from them.
That's just got to be heartbreaking.
Not fair.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Let's apologize profusely for those who did this, and especially for the bishops who allowed it to go on and were not accountable.
Yeah.
But I'm proud to be a Catholic. Well, I'm
right.
To this happiness too. I listened to four bishops speak up there: Bishop Pataki, Bishop Daly from Spokane, Archbishop Chaput. Who was the fourth one? Strickland from Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I wanted to stand up and shout. Yeah,
yes.
Proud to be Catholic. We've got some great bishops out there. So, okay, repentance is fine, but we got to let the world know that the church is a lot more than the few terrible examples of priests and bishops we've got.
And it's important. This is why you're on, and you and I are having this conversation to remind everybody of the 96%. And also, I will say to the church's credit, when there was recent exposure, there was quick action. And, you know, it's a process, something that has been going on for decades. You're not going to clean up overnight. And as the evil heads raise up, you know, I'm glad the church is, you know, has a quick response, you know, to take care of these problems so they're not lingering.
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, you know, with all this grand jury stuff coming around now, all these cases now are in the past. This is history now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, last year, there were 6 accusations only in the United States of Catholic priests of abusing a minor, 4 against the same person. So, you know, we got three people out of 50,000 priests. I mean, it's terrible, but what about the 49,997?
Exactly.
I'll tell you, as a priest, I mean, I got to go through the, you know, every year re-up my exams I take and conversations that matter and taking online quizzes and da-da-da-da-da, mm-hmm. you know, boundary things. I mean, there is no safer place to be, you know, for a child right now than the Catholic Church, period. But, of course, you know, you don't get that impression from the newspapers.
No,
so we
not
used to
at
listen
all.
To Catholic yeah. radio and read right. Ignatius Press books.
Exactly.
By the way, mm-hmm. by the way, go to Ignatius.com and buy a good, or even better, if you got a local, I'm not talking to you, but your listeners.
Yes, yes.
Always go to your local Catholic bookstore. Please patronize your local Catholic bookstore. If you don't have one, come to Ignatius.com. If if you have to, or for some reason, I can't think of why, go to the Behemoth, the Leviathan, go there. But
yes.
We've got good delivery and good prices at Ignatius.com.
Exactly. Well, the book that we're talking about is Western Culture, Today and Tomorrow, and, of course, written by Pope Benedict XVI. What should the reader get from this book?
Well, the title pretty well expresses it, but he analyzes what's happening in the West, that is Europe and North America,
mm-hmm.
and where we're going. And there's another book called Faith and the Future, which we're also going to be republishing, I think, in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
He has a chapter there called The Church of the Future, basically at least confirming what we all know in our hearts, that we're not going to have a church like the Middle Ages that was dominant, the center of the social activities and cultural activities. We're going to be a smaller church. We're not going to have the buildings and institutions, you know, that we had before.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to have a church on fire. I mean, in the good sense, a zealous church of voluntary Catholics who are living the faith and want to be martyrs and saints. And we will be there. We will be there when the society collapses around us and people are looking for solutions, and we'll have the solution. Not
Amen.
To be them ourselves. Not that we are the truth makers or truth inventors, but we've been given the truth. You know, Jesus Christ,
right.
the sacrament, sacred scripture. And
well,
we're going to carry that on.
Well, this is God's order. This is Jesus' institution. He came to establish the church, right? So why is he not going to see it to its conclusion?
Exactly. I just think the other day that, you know, Judas was, of course, was the betrayer. That's 1 out of 12. That's 8.5%.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured, I mean, are we doing better than Jesus and have more than 8.5% that, you know, that are less than 8.5% that are traitors? Probably not.
Right.
We should expect this.
Exactly. Well, Western Culture, Today and Tomorrow, Joseph Ratzinger, Benedict XVI, and as we cited, you know, Pope Benedict XVI was such a gift, I believe, to Catholics, because of his mind and his wiring. I mean, in terms of doctrinal expression and his wiring to be able to express the complex, what a gift. And you knew him. I mean, he was your mentor. I mean, he is your mentor. So Father Joseph Fessio has been our guest, the founder and editor of Ignatius Press. Remind them once again. Again, Father, where they can go for more information?
Ignatius.com.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh.
A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the